Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Howie Shanks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Zachary. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Judge reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Judge scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer takes first base on ball four. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Evans moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Wamsgans scores. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Wood moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. Sewell scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Rice is chasing the ball. Speaker rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brower. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner bunts towards third. Shanks fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Jim Brilhart now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McInnes moves to third. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. McInnes scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morton moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brouwer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Brouwer reaches second base with a double. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Shanks hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Patsy Garrity pinch hits for Val Pisanik. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Garrity reaches second base with a double. Brouwer scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Jim Brilhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brilhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Patsy Garrity now catching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell strikes out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Brower. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. O'Neill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Neill scores. One out. It's 10-3, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Garrity and he is safe. Evans steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brower hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes races to the bag and beats Brower for the out. There's the throw to second, and Sewell drops the ball. Goslin moves to second. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Shanks strikes out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Indians. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garrity hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got three RBIs. McInnes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. McInnes reaches third base with a triple. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Gerbel pinch hits for Jim Brilhart. Ed Gerbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerbel takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Judge reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chief Youngblood now pitching. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wamsgans is hit by the pitch. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-5, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brouwer hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Shanks hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Patsy Garrity is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrity is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garrity takes first base on ball 4. Peckinpah moves to second. Chief Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Garrity and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah misplays the ball. That's an error on Peckinpah. Gardner moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shanks fields it and throws to home. Garrity drops the ball. Gardner scores. McInnes moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 12-5, Indians. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morton bunts towards the mound. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Youngblood covering. Safe. McInnes scores. O'Neill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Garrity to Harris covering second. The throw back to home, and O'Neill is out at the plate. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Youngblood. Jameson moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-5, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Garrity and he is safe. Wamsgans steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.